perfected in the Lord. And if you really want to get real with yourself, that wasn't that very long ago. Are you with me yet? Somebody here, not long ago, you've been through some scary times. Some times that were turbulent, some times that was unsure, some times where you didn't know, you didn't control. Let me tell you what scary times is. Scary times is when you are in a situation where you don't have control. We are all control freaks. See, most of us like to have control, or we want to know what's going to happen before it happens. But scary times is when you don't know what's going to happen and you don't have control of what's going to happen next. That's scary. That's scary. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's scary when you don't know what's going to happen next, when you don't have any control, when you're on a surgery table. And the anesthesiologist comes in and tells you to count to 10.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter & Beck, you get Hunter & Beck.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God glory.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're
strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends
you've won again.
That you have won again. Let your power fall. I wish I had a witness here tonight, yeah, that you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the diamond road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're this is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need them to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I could see my way out, but you, yeah, he's Jesus all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, James.
Come on, family, give Zacardi Cortez a hand.
The Bible said they that wait on the Lord, he said, renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. Mm-hmm. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wandering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you asked the Lord to spare sick loved one's life, and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know he doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I've got another building. I've got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind. I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. No matter what people say, he said he would. keep on waiting, hallelujah. I don't care how dark it might get, keep on waiting on Jesus. Yeah.
That's it. Listen. If you're in darkness, you can't see your way. I know someone can brighten up your day.
It ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high. But he got